Mental health is a level of psychological well-being or an absence of a mental disorder.
According to the World Health Organization, mental health includes subjective well-being, perceived self-efficacy, autonomy, competence, intergenerational dependence, and self-actualization of one's intellectual and emotional potential. A consultant psychiatrist at the Ladoke Akintola University of Technology, Ogbomoso, Osun State, Dr. Oyewole Adeoye, explained that factors that affect the mental health of young people are mainly due to societal and economic pressure, which tends to portray them as not being fulfilled in life. Dr. Adeoye pointed out that peer pressure among youth leads to substance abuse, which most times affects their mental health. He advised parents and guardians on how to help their children and ward to reduce stigmatization, which results in societal exclusion.
I think our parents should encourage that when they notice that their child or their youth has any mental health issues, they should be talking as hard to the doctor, the social specialist doctor, psychiatrist, or even if they want to go to see a psychiatrist, they don't want to see a psychologist. But if psychologist sees and assesses, they will be able to deal with it fast. Because some of the youth, they want to receive good to see a psychiatrist, they don't want to see a psychologist. They are coming out with a behavioral problem. We want you to just counsel.
The executive director of a youth-based non-governmental organization known as Connected Development, Mr. Hamzat Lawa, said the insecurity in some parts of the country contributes to challenges affecting the mental health of the youth. Mr. Lawal also claims that this affects the rate of development in such areas.
This year's International Youth Day, it's a call to action for our government to create an enabling environment and to put in place programs and initiatives that would help most especially young people that are in the northeastern part of Nigeria. They have witnessed violence. They have witnessed a lot of challenges in terms of the Boko Haram insurgency, and this has affected their mental and personal health. And you would agree with me that if a young person is not mentally stable, even if he has opportunities, he would be unable to tap into them. So this is the time for our government to take leadership and come up with initiatives, come up with programs that would engage young people, that would help them survive this kind of crisis.
Also, the communication officer of Association for Reproductive and Family Health, Ms. Esther Agbarakwe, stated that the nation's youth population should be harnessed, as she stressed the significance of the International Youth Day.
International Youth Day is a very important day for young people around the world. I think for Nigeria, it's a significant day because we have a population that is mostly youthful, and we're seeing a lot of young people doing amazing work that should be celebrated. And then we're also seeing the many difficult challenges that we have in the country. So I think it's very important that we recognize this day and recognize the potential that young people have
to the country. Report states that by 2030, Nigeria is estimated to be one of the few countries in the world that will likely have a bountiful supply of young workers. But what is the state of mental health of Nigerian youth? I am Tina Armstrong.